Hi, welcome. I'm Gary Goldman. We're broadcasting from Gray, Gray, and Gray in Canton, Massachusetts. Thank you guys so much for having us. Today, our guest, one of the partners at Gray, Gray, and Gray, Mark Hezgagian. Welcome, Mark.
It's great to be here, Gary. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you were last on our show, I guess. It was like November 2015. We're part of the Five Star Food Show, and we've been talking recently, and you invited us down, and we set up a great all-star cast of guests today, and we wanted to talk to you about what you've been doing the last few years and how you're impacting the restaurant industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing lately?
Oh, absolutely. And this is we're looking forward to a really great day. We've got a lot of good people coming in, so a lot to follow. But no, so at Gray, we have a restaurant niche. We've had a restaurant niche here now for many years. The foundation of that niche is based on a client base of McDonald's owner operators, coast to coast. We were a regional firm many, many years ago, but as we've grown that niche, we now service McDonald's owner operators from Boston all the way to the West Coast. Currently have service about 100 owner operators representing a little over 750 restaurants. So to say that we're entrenched in the food franchise business is probably an understatement. We also are members of the NFCA, which is the National Franchise Consultants Alliance. It's a 9-member firms that service McDonald's franchisees. We share best practices. We have meetings with McDonald's corporate finance team, understanding some of the economic policies that are being pushed down through the system. So we're kind of at the forefront of what's going on there. With regard to the restaurant business here in Massachusetts, that's been my focus lately. I joined the Mass Restaurant Association 2 years ago, networked with many people there within the organization, and 2 weeks ago just got inducted as a director of the Mass Restaurant Association.
So that's, I'm on the that's board. Fabulous.
Yeah, very excited about that.
And what kind of initiatives and things are you hoping to do with them in conjunction with Gray, Gray, and Gray?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I've served on the a subcommittee of the Mass Restaurant Association for the last 2 years, which is the Education Committee. And one of our primary focuses is pushing down education to restaurateurs. We have an annual event. Usually held in the fall. Last year we had one very, very successful, attended by over 100 members, and providing that financial education that we feel restaurateurs need. A lot of restaurateurs are operationally proficient. They get the operations of the business, but you know, they maybe don't have finance degrees or accounting degrees, and they somehow struggle with that side of the business. So firms like Gray, Gray, and Gray, the Mass Restaurant Association, are there to help restaurateurs in that arena.
So I'm opening up a new restaurant. Say it's in Canton, Massachusetts, where you're located. What kinds of things can Gray, Gray, and Gray do specifically in financial control, accounting, keeping track of payroll, tax compliance? What kinds of things can you guys go? And why should somebody go with Gray, Gray, and Gray versus somebody else?
So that's a great question. And so the best way to answer that one is that we have a dedicated team of people that work strictly within the restaurant business, restaurant industry. They know what a restaurant balance sheet and P&L is supposed to look like. They understand the business. They have the technical training behind what it takes to have a good understanding of the financial side of the business. We provide that training as well. We expose many of our team members to outside training opportunities where they get specific restaurant training, what we call CPE. But, you know, soup to nuts for a restaurateur. We'll start out with, basic bookkeeping functions if that's what they need, right through to full accounting services, preparing financial statements as regularly as they want them. In most cases, that could be monthly, it could be quarterly, it could be semi-annually. We encourage our restaurateurs and owners of restaurants to have regular financial data that is accurate and that is prepared timely, because historical data doesn't really mean much, mm-hmm. right? So at the end of the day, you really have to be attuned to what's going on. So for instance, food cost, liquor cost.
Huge. big problem today. Escalating. Right. Like I'm in the ice cream industry. All of a sudden, the price of vanilla like went through the roof. It's like similar situation. Other restaurants, there are certain components of their operation. It goes through the roof. How do you deal with something like that?
It's amazing as some of these commodity prices increase, how much of an effect that can have on the P&L. And unless you're taking regular inventories, unless you're attuned to what's going on in your business on a regular basis, you're going to be behind the eight ball and you're not going to catch some of these cost inflations. So it's really important, to be on top of your financial data, to take inventories. It was funny. I was in an MRA event last night talking to a financial guy, and he said, one of the biggest problems that he has is a lot of his clients are not even taking inventories in their restaurants. And when you ask a restaurateur, how well are you doing? They basically look at their bank account. If the bank account's growing, they think they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But they really can't measure what well is. And that's really what we need to do.
What about as far as like forward thinking? Can you like project out? I know you're a big proponent of having the initial business plan, but what about forecasting? What kinds of things do you do in terms of forecasting that could really help a business to make them that much stronger down
right.
the road?
That's a great question. Budgeting is very much an important part of what we do. Every single owner of any business should be preparing budgets and forecasts so that they can help to manage cash better. So we encourage our restaurants, and through the technology we have, we encourage them to prepare budgets so that we can have actual to budget information so that, owners of businesses, especially restaurateurs, can see if they're ahead of budget, behind budget, and they can make the necessary changes they need to make in their organizations so that they can manage cash and be financially viable and successful as they move forward.
Mark, you earlier mentioned the importance of technology. What technological advances in accounting and financial control have you been able to use? And how would like a single operator be able to utilize this as opposed to a big chain?
So my counterpart, Frank, is going to mm-hmm. probably allude to a lot of that and take a deeper dive. But we see this industry evolving in the next, I'd say 1 to 3 to 5 to maybe even 10 years out. This outsourced bookkeeping and accounting solution for restaurateurs is growing. We have so many more of our restaurateurs coming to us now saying, can you take over this function? We don't want to deal with this function. What does that mean? That means starting with paying the bills, reconciling all the bank statements, scanning invoices so they don't have to keep these things in boxes in their back offices for years and years and years. And having all of this data readily available, through cloud-based software on your iPad, your telephone, wherever you are in the world. I mean, this is the way we see this industry moving. We know it's moving in that direction because so many more of our clients are coming to us looking for that solution. And again, I said Frank's going to take a deeper dive in some of the software applications that we're using. But you're talking state-of-the-art cloud-based software solutions for business owners. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to try to integrate that within the Mass Restaurant Association? Or how do you specifically see where are you going in your own practice?
Yeah, so we're growing in that area. But, when you talk about the MRA, one of the things we're talking about is next spring, the spring of 2018, we're going to have what we call a CFO boot camp. And I'm going to be a big part of putting that together. And what that CFO bootcamp is going to be is it's going to be an opportunity for restaurateurs that don't have internal accounting functions and people that are doing that stuff to attend and learn more about what it is. But even some of these more mid to larger organizations that have, accounting professionals that are working for them, giving them even more exposure to the type of things that they need to know what's going on within the industry as far as the financial side of the business.
Thank you so much, Mark. Now, if somebody wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing it at Gray, Gray & Gray?
Yeah, so, again, like I said, we have a practice group here at Gray. I'm the partner that heads up that group. Feel free to reach out to us either on our website, where you can obviously find me, or dial in at 781-407-0300, ask to speak to Mark or Frank or anyone on our team, and, we're here to help.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show, part of Radio Entrepreneurs. We're at Gray, Gray & Gray, our very gracious hosts. Thank you guys so much. And now a word from our sponsors. Thank you.